You're listening to The Takeout.
And this is your Tuesday Takeout Outtake Especial. I'm Major Garrett. You already knew that. Steve Chigaris, political director, CBS, world's greatest podcast sidekick, and our very special guest, Ronna McDaniel, chairwoman of the Republican National Committee. Welcome.
Thank you.
We have three threshold questions for our guests on this especial part, because it gives a little bit of an idea of who they are and kind of what makes them tick. One of the most important books in your life. Your favorite music. You're on a long drive or a very long flight. What are you going to listen to? And one of the most influential and or important movies in your life. Or that you really just dig. A movie you watch over and over and over
again. I have a movie that I love, and I don't know if most people have this movie, but I love The Natural with Robert Redford. That is my favorite movie. Love it. Watch it all the time. Love the music when he, you know, hits the cover off the ball. And my kids have watched it a lot of times. So I've always loved that movie.
That's Are you a baseball fan?
I'm a huge baseball fan.
Detroit Tigers?
I know. Detroit Tigers. We just lost Verlander.
To the Houston Astros.
To the Houston Astros. My son wept a few tears.
Bitter tears.
We lost Justin Upton, too. So Tigers have had a rough year.
Rebuilding.
We're in a rebuilding phase.
That's right. You have the Lions coming up.
Oh, yeah. They're so much better.
Good luck with that.
We love the Lions, too. I mean, I'm not fair weather.
They got the Red Wings.
Red Wings are
arena.
Great. Yeah. Red Wings. Pistons.
Books? Or book?
Yeah, I love Jane Eyre by Charlotte Bronte. That's kind of, I was an English major. That was my favorite book ever. I love all the Jane Austen, all those books. So
because they speak to what?
Well, Jane Eyre I love because she was just a strong woman. She kind of broke the feminine stereotypes. She pushed back and she was tough. And, you know, they kind of start the book about how she wasn't beautiful. And I loved that as a young girl reading a book about somebody who was plain but strong and capable, and it wasn't based on her looks. So,
and movie.
What movie?
Oh,
was
no.
The Natural.
I'm sorry. Music. Forgive
music.
Me.
Imagine Dragons.
Really?
All about Imagine Dragons.
First reference of Imagine Dragons.
I have to say, I'm not familiar with Imagine Dragons. Is this something
like go listen to Thunder right now or
who
Believer?
Are these people?
Imagine
it, what kind
Dragons.
Of music is it?
I'd say it's like alternative rock.
Okay.
They are amazing. It is my absolute
new?
Soundtrack.
Are they new?
Within
the last 10 years?
I'm kind of thinking you guys might be out of touch that you don't know.
I don't know.
Most definitely. 1,000%.
If it's not,
okay,
if it didn't come out
Imagine
before
Dragons
1987, I probably don't know.
As the President
Mac,
of the United States would say, believe me,
yeah.
Major Garrett, out of touch.
I like Fleetwood Mac, too. You know Fleetwood Mac.
Oh, yes. I do know Fleetwood Mac. Before 1987, I'm good.
Rumors.
Yes.
The Rumors album. You can listen to that all the way through.
Probably so. How much do you talk to your kids about pop culture influences in their life? How much is that part of your conversation?
My kids know so much. I mean, my son will talk about Bashar al-Assad and what's happening in Syria, and they know. I mean, they're just very aware of what's happening globally.
They're dialed in.
They're totally dialed in, probably more than other kids. And I was a kid like that. I grew up on the campaign trail. I love that my kids know that stuff. I take them with me to events. This is a family effort. I want them to understand how our country works.
You have a son who met not the president,
yeah,
but the first lady before she was first lady, right?
So my son's name is Nash, after the Nash Rambler. My grandpa was head of American Motors, and Nash Rambler was one of the cars. But I took the kids to the debate in Detroit, and I'm like total mom, getting pictures of the kids with every candidate, rushing them up to the stage, and I take Nash and Abigail to go see Donald Trump, and Nash says, you know what, no thanks, and he beelines it over to Melania. And he goes up to her and he says, you are very beautiful. And he didn't get a picture with Donald Trump, candidate Trump, that day. I have since remedied that and gotten him a picture with the president.
But he made sure to get a picture with
but
Melania.
But he met Melania Trump, and that was his highlight of the campaign.
Steve, we have a letter, do we not, from the great state of Michigan?
From Grand Rapids, Michigan.
Grand Rapids, Michigan.
Ferris writes, hey, Major Steve and the Takeout team, I love the show. It makes you feel like you're at the, quote, cool table at school.
Wow.
Were you at the cool table at school, by the way?
Yes, I was.
Excellent.
Absolutely.
I bet you were.
You're still
I
at the cool table, were. Apparently. Keep up the great work. We need creative, smart,
They had armed guards to keep me away from the cool table at
yes,
school.
And we still have armed guards keeping you away from a lot of people at work, too.
So maybe. Very true.
we need creative, smart, informative, and accurate news programs like The Takeout. If you ever decide to take the show on the road and stop by Grand Rapids, I've got the perfect place to record. It's called The Cottage Bar. You heard of this place?
No.
Apparently, it's been around since 1927, and you...
Nearly as long as I have.
You will appreciate its Midwest charm. Plus, it used to be the hangout for the old Grand Rapids press reporters and local radio DJs. Legend has it, according to Luke Ferris, because he has not confirmed this,
okay,
that Mike Wallace used to frequently work from the booths.
Okay, then. So that would be the CBS legend, Mike Wallace.
Yes. Not the
not
wide
the,
receiver
put, right, for
the
Baltimore Ravens.
Baltimore Ravens, no, Ravens
right, now, right?
Yeah, the Ravens.
That's right.
Luke, when we're in Grand Rapids, we're going to check out the Cottage Bar. Well, maybe we'll take Ronna with us, and we will find out. We'll get to the bottom of this, Mike
the
Wallace.
The Takeout
story.
Podcast has thousands of ambitions as yet unrealized. One of those ambitions is to take this program on the road. What that requires, of course, though, is a traveling budget. Our budget basically lets us travel 6 to 8 blocks and no more. But we're working on
I'll
it,
fundraise
folks.
For you. I'm oh, pretty good
yes,
at that.
Please.
No, just kidding.
In your next life.
I'll come fundraise.
You'll be the
for
finance
you.
Director for the Takeout Podcast.
I love it. That's my next job.
Ron McDaniel, thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks for joining us. We will have you back in the future, I hope, because this podcast is going to live for many, many years, and you're going to be involved in politics, I get the impression, for a good long while. Thanks. You've been a good sport. We appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
Steve Shigaris, world's greatest podcast sidekick, also not incidentally the political director of CBS News. I thank you, sir.
Thank you, sir.
And thank you to Bistro B. And thank you to Stephen Portnoy, CBS Radio News, News Radio, White House correspondent, and today our extra special producer of
this,
The Takeout.
This has been The Takeout Outtake Especial.
There he is. God
Ain't
love you, Steve.
Great job. How he does that?
Great
He's such
job.
A pro. He's such a total pro.
You're good with the sound effects, too.
Thank you very
I like
much.
It.
And bring us out, Steve.
Oh, yes. That's right. I press this button now.
There you go.
The Takeout is produced by Arden Fari, Katiana Kachenko, and CBS News Radio. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Takeout Podcast. That's at Takeout Podcast. And for more, visit takeoutpodcast.com.
And I was reporting to my colleagues. I said, this is what I asked the president to do. And boom, 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 the tweet appeared. So that was good.